The new wave of protests in Algeria and Sudan are reminding many of the Arab Spring, a period when anti-government protests spanned across Arab countries in North Africa and the Middle East. This domino effect was the first of its kind, which many attribute to the rise of social media as images and clips of protests, lethal government repression, went viral. In late 2010, Mohamed Elbouazizi, a Tunisian street vendor, was harassed and publicly humiliated by police for not having a permit, and his goods were confiscated. Unable to provide for his family, Elbouazizi tried to contact government officials. After failed attempts, he felt as if he had no other option. Elbouazizi went in front of the governorate building, doused himself with fuel, and lit himself ablaze. Thousands of protesters took to the streets, calling for the removal of President Zine El Abidine Ben Ali, who had ruled since 1987. His government was overthrown on January 14, 2011, and he was forced into exile. Inspired by what they were witnessing, on January 25, 2011, millions of Egyptians called for the overthrow of President Hosni Mubarak, who had taken power in 1981. On February 11, 2011, Mubarak was removed from power, and democratic elections followed a year later, with Mohamed Morsi elected in June 2012. After a year, millions protested across the country calling for his removal, and a military coup resulted in General Abdel Fattah al-Sisi attaining power. Fast forward to 2019, and Egyptians are living under another dictator, with the constitution amended to allow al-Sisi to remain in power until 2030. The neighboring country of Libya followed shortly after, when protests spread on February 15th, just days after Mubarak's ouster in Egypt. With President Muammar al-Gaddafi refusing to step down, a civil war ensued. NATO intervention supported the rebels, and President al-Gaddafi was assassinated on October 20th of that year. Today, Libya is fragmented and is currently in its second civil war, with multiple factions vying for control. Syrians began protesting on January 26, 2011. They called for political reforms, and President Bashar al-Assad's regime responded violently. A civil war broke out in March. In the last 8 years, fighting between the regime's military, rebel forces, and militias supported by foreign powers has led to the destruction of Syria. The war led to the deaths of hundreds of thousands of Syrians and has caused millions to flee as refugees. As of today, it looks like al-Assad is here to stay, as he has been able to regain control of Syria and tighten his grip since the 2015 military intervention by Russia in support of the regime. In Yemen, protesting began on February 3, 2011. A few months later, in June, President Ali Abdullah Saleh survived an assassination attempt and fled to Saudi Arabia for medical treatment. He stepped down in February 2012, handing power to his vice president. Yemen is currently in the fourth year of its civil war, which started when Saleh made an alliance with the Houthi rebel group to overthrow his successor, President Hadi. A coalition force led by Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, supported by the United States, has bombed hospitals, water treatment plants, and basic infrastructure in attempts to rid Yemen of the Houthis. There is also a secessionist movement in the south, which is gaining traction. By most accounts, the Arab Spring was a failure. Millions had risked their lives for a better future. Instead of escaping oppressive regimes and attaining a better way of life, millions have endured yet another dictator or a civil war that has led to the destruction of their country. It is interesting to look at Sudan with this context in mind. They had undergone major protests during the Arab Spring, which accumulated in the killing of over 200 civilians. So why is this time so different, and what can be expected moving forward? First, social media was also crucial, except this time it gained the attention of the world when an image of Ala Salah, a young Sudanese woman dressed in a thobe, a traditional white robe, led a sit-in outside of army headquarters while standing on a car. It is important to recognize that Sudanese women have had a history of leading protests, and this case is no different. After 4 months of ongoing demonstrations initiated by frustrations from a weak economy and government-placed austerity measures, the military announced the removal of President al-Bashir on April 11th. The next day, the successor named by the Transitional Military Council, Awad bin Auf, was also forced to step down. Lieutenant General Abdel Fattah Abdurrahman al-Burhan was announced as the next chairman of the Transitional Military Council. The Sudanese Professionals Association, the SPA, is an umbrella group of doctors, lawyers, journalists, and students, and it was instrumental in organizing these demonstrations. The SPA is not looking for remnants of the same regime to remain and thus have persisted in leading demonstrations until their demands are met. After removing the president, the Sudanese people want to ensure that an interim civilian administration takes over. However, there is no way to ensure what comes next. If the Arab Spring is any indicator, the Sudanese protesters have a hard-fought battle ahead of them. For KCSB News, this is Nasif Mohsen Ali.